We're? Did she have to involve me in this? And why can't she get to the point and hang up?
Oliver!
She had her hand on the mouthpiece again and was talking very loud.
He's wounded, Oliver. Can you just sit there and let your father bleed?
Had she not been in such an emotional state, I could have explained once again that stones do not bleed. But she was very upset, and it was upsetting me too.
Oliver!
She pleaded.
Could you just say a word?
To him? She must be going out of her mind.
I mean, like just maybe hello.
She was offering the phone to me and trying not to cry. I will never talk to him, ever, I said with a perfect calm. And now she was crying. Nothing audible, but tears pouring down her face. And then she begged.
For me, Oliver, I've never asked you for anything, please.
Three of us just standing. I somehow imagined my father being there as well, waiting for something. What? For me? I couldn't do it. Didn't Jenny understand she was asking the impossible? That I would have done absolutely anything else? As I looked at the floor, shaking my head in adamant refusal and extreme discomfort, Jenny addressed me with a kind of whispered fury I had never heard from her.
You are a heartless bastard,
she said.